We have kind of a problem trying to figure out when we talk about what is oil, gas, and other minerals. Oil and gas, we can pretty well figure that out. It's a hydrocarbon, and it's pretty well known what all those characteristics are. But what is a mineral? And a mineral becomes an issue because in some places, surface deposits of minerals, such as iron ore, limestone, caliche, stuff like that, which you might think of as being a mineral, actually belong to the surface estate. Water belongs to the surface estate. Even if you can't drink it, it belongs to the surface estate. Where we run into problems is sometimes we don't understand what is valuable and what is a mineral. In one case, the Moser case, all of these cases, by the way, are cited in the materials, so you don't have to try to write all this stuff down. Uranium was characterized as a mineral, and your answer is, well, yeah, sure. But in the 1930s, nobody had ever heard of uranium. So we don't know until way after the fact how we deal with that. So some of the mineral deeds, the good mineral deeds that are written so that they will pick up anything of value, whether it is of value today, tomorrow, or in the future. So if you're trying to keep minerals in one party or another, please make sure that you write your deed in a way that will cover all kinds of substances. So that's what oil, gas, and other minerals are.